Gary Hartley's going to find all the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
He's a little bit overcast.
Yeah, a little. Well, when I was driving down from home up the Hunter, there was spits of rain all the way down, but only little spits. There was just, you know, 0.01 or something forecast, you know, of rain for the day, but it won't. I'm looking out the window now. It's a little bit overcast, but I don't think it's going to rain. Sure, it's a very interesting meeting. The Frankel Colt and a few others racing here today. Very interesting meeting. And of course, tomorrow in the barrier trials here, the Mission and Sense of Occasion are going to trial the good horses are back here in Newcastle and getting ready.
Yeah, so today we've got to get a little bank under our belt here, Gaz. The first we put out four...
the back winks at $1.10.
You don't go break back and winners, do you?
Exactly. That's what I tell these gooses that ring me and say, you've tipped another favourite.
Better than back and long shot losers, mate.
Exactly.
Now, the first take out four little shocker, one Gadflies, 280, two Sir Magic, 330, five Vegas Strip, 350, three Exacting, $5, and six Matagami, 19.
Mate, I thought one of the two would win, two Sir Magic or one Gadfly. Sir Magic, you'll see in the form guides that he won at Gosford the other day. But he wasn't first past the post. What happened there, Sean, it was on the Saturday meet, 29th of July. He hit the front in a straight, but Cellarman, trained by Chris Wallace, stormed him down the outside and got up and won the race. But a few days after, they discovered that Cellarman was ineligible for that race because he'd won a listed race, I think, or a black-type race. So it was a class two. The race was taken off Cellarman and awarded to Sir Magic. He wasn't first past the post, but he was only beaten half a neck, which would be a really good effort behind Cellarman. And he's back to his best form on that run. He'd had a few ordinary runs last time in and first up at Hawkesbury, but getting onto a good surface the other day, he went pretty good. I got him on top, but I'm very, very nervous about Gadfly. He's been very heavily backed. He loves this track. He's had four placings from five runs here in the Perry stable. Tim Clark, the ride, trialled nicely. Nice, quiet trial the other day. Pushed along on the home turn after being well back, and he ran on very well under no pressure. Rory Hutchings trialled him, and he got beat three lengths by very smart horses. Like Supreme Effort won the trial. The Mission run second. All from scrap run third. So I'd say Paul's got him ready first up without doubt. Not many runners. Number five, Vegas Strip, missed a kick bad the other day at Gosford. Was still able to run third, but got into second place in the straight. I think it read at the start there. It's a definite place chance in, what have we got, five runners. And number three, best of the others, a former Victorian Exacting. 2-1-5-3.
Okay, we go to the next stand, a full field. Now, 7 Merivee's the favourite, 210. 4 Mr. McElroy, 280. 3 Legend of Oz is 460. 6 Shaolin Kung Fu, $11. 1 Acclaim First, 14. 2 Lakshmi, 41. 5 Road to Royalty, 41. Is it the Merivee Maiden or not?
Yeah, he's my bet of the day, mate, the Frankel Colt. Frankel has only had a handful of runners, or horses that have had starts in Australia, but none of them have won as yet.
They go right in the Northern Hemisphere, don't they?
Oh, yeah, he's one of the greatest horses of all time, trained by the late Henry Cecil. John Singleton sent the mare more strawberries and a couple of others to England to be mated with Frankel a few years back, and this is the result of one of them. This horse was sold for $1.6 million at the English sales as a syndicate, which includes John Singleton. He retained a share in him, but a big syndicate in the ownership. He had his only start here at Newcastle in March. He got beat four lengths on the course proper. He did, like, collide a little bit with a horse at the start of the race, got back midfield. He chased home all right, but it wasn't a run where he jumped out and said, back me next time by any means. But the consensus after the race was that after a break, in a bit of time, he'd come back a lot better. And I thought he trialled terrific the other day. He'd beaten about 2.5 lengths behind Showtime in that trial at Rose Hill. He was back about fourth last in a field of 10, and he ran home nicely in a quiet trial. He's my bet of the day today. Barrier 2, you Bowman here for half a dozen rides. It'll do me. Number 4, Mr. McElroy, the stable mate. I was on him here the other day, but he was outpointed by a horse going places of Godolphins. That was on the Beaumont track on July 27. Osborne Bulls won the race, and he came out and won again here last meeting, so he's unbeaten. He beat this horse about a length and a quarter. He appeared to have his chance, But last time in one day at Canterbury, when he ran fourth on a heavy track, he got badly chopped out at the 200. And he also got held up that day. He should have finished a lot closer. So he's a New Zealand bred by Fastnet Rock out of a New Zealand mare. So, you know, I'd imagine he's got the ability maybe to test the favourite, but I'm very keen on the favourite. Number three, Legend of Oz for the Hawks team. Ran fourth. It's only run at Kembla, beaten 2.5. Slow out, then got a check. The run was good enough to be a chance here. And number six, Shale and Kung Fu, another one of Chris Wallace. He's got three of the seven. 7-4-3-6.
You know, the minute I heard you say those words, New Zealand bred, I heard eight politicians dive for cover.
Yeah, poor old Barnaby.
There's a few of them a bit toey, aren't they? Now, the third, pull out four, Invincible Bot. Now, number one, Reach for Heaven, $1.45. Two, Onslaught, is $2.80. Now, number five, Kettleman, $11. Three, Cyrus Rocks, $15. Six, Locketeer, $26. Seven, House of Tudor, $81.
This is shortened up. It was $1.85 last night. Now, what did you say? $1.45.
See what your money's done to it?
Yeah.
There you go.
These days, mate, I don't bet odds on. look, he's got impeccable form for this race. Chris Lees has got him. Bowman riding. He resumed. Gibbo rode him first up. He missed the kick. He was back a mile. He cruised up on the straight. He never let him go. Just folded him here. Then he ran fourth at Canterbury, but the big run was last start. He ran third at Rose Hill, beaten just over two lengths by R. Beatsham and the Pharaoh. Both of those horses won on Saturday at Rose Hill. He didn't jump well that day, and he raced a bit keen at some stage, but he still got home all right. Back here on his home track, or at Newcastle anyway, on the Beaumont track, even with the 60.5, he looks the winner. Onslaught's the only possible threat for me. Didn't have a lot of luck at Canterbury the other day. He's had two runs back. Is ready to do something for the Snowden camp. Number five, Kendallman. I know it was only Cessnock, but it was a big win there the other day. In a good stable with Wayne Wilkes and the young lady, Chloe Baker, claimed three, and she's riding a lot of winners lately. And number three, Cyrus Rocks. Hasn't run for 2 years, but had good form then, and I thought its last trial wasn't that bad, but I don't think it can beat these. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
Righto, we put out 5 Danubian, 7 Falana, 9 Problem Solver, and 10 Songlike from race 4. Now, number 4, Capamore, 310. 8 Manhattan Bridge, 370. 3 Newson, 5. Number 2, Faringo, 6. 6 Delight, 650. And 1 Euro Gold, 850.
Well, with the scratching of the long odds on favourite, it's a very wide open race. I've gone for Newson, number 3 for Mark Newnham. He's won 2 trials lately. The last trial at Warwick Farm. He was fourth on the fence in a field of 9, and he ran on very strongly at the end to get up and win. You know, there was never a lot of pressure on him at all. And it was a nice win. Kobe Jennings rode him, and he's riding him today. He's got a good barrier. Got him on top in a very open race. Capamore thought a trial good for Cathy and Jason Coyle. Last trial at Randwick. It was back second last in a field of 10. She let him drop out. She dropped out. It's a filly. And gee, she went home good along the rail. It was a very, very nice trial. I can see why she's favourite. Number 8, Manhattan Bridge, another first starter with a good trial. It's got to be a good chance. And Richard Freeman's horse, he's had 2 or 3 winners lately, Richard. A filly called Delight by All American, having a first start. She went keen in the trial up outside the leader, but it was a hot trial. Champagne Cuddles won the trial. And there was 2 or 3 others in the race that go pretty good. And the trial was all right. Mate, they're all first starters. And I reckon all 4 of them have got a chance. 3, 4, 8, 6.
Righto, the 5th event's a maiden. And we scratch number 5, Save the Last Dance. 2, Midnight Delight. 3, 10 equal with 9, Sweet Deal. 8, Stella Victoria, 480. 3, Name of the Rose is 550 with 7, State of Play. Then out to 6, Just Gorgeous at $12, 1 Flying DJ, 26, and 4 Pangolin, 101. A few of these given a chancey.
Well, Sean, if Sweet Deal finds the best form, she'll win. But there's a question mark on that. First starting a race at Rose Hill, she ran 3rd in the Group 3 win, beaten 3/4 of a length by Teaspoon. Second run in a race, she ran 2nd, beaten a length, 1/4 in the English Classic behind Frolic, the Golden Slipper runner-up.
And then?
And then went to Rose Hill again and ran 4th in the Magic Knight Group 3 behind Tulip. Never got on the track. Had a spell, come back, And you'd have to say on face value, she was a bit disappointing first up at Warwick Farm. She did get held up a little bit, but when she got out, she didn't do a lot when there was clear running, should I say. She ran 6 at 10, beaten 6. That's why she's such a good price. The key today is that John Thompson's put the blinkers on her first time. Got a good barrier. Brenton Abdullah to ride. And look out for a big improvement. I'm hoping that, anyway. Number 2, Midnight Delight. I backed her a couple of times up here when Chris Waller put her down way back early in the year in Feb. She ran 2 good placings on the Beaumont track at that time. Went to the paddock, ran 4th at Canterbury 5 weeks ago, first up. Had a trial not long back. She was 10 off the lead in the trial at the 600, and she was never let go at any stage, ran on beautifully to get beat a length. She's going to be very hard to beat with you, Beaumont, aboard. 3, Name of the Rose, the other one of Chris's. It didn't go that great first up at Gosford, but its form last time in included a good second at Warwick Farm, so you've got to give it a hope. And number 7, State of Play. I think, John Singleton bred this out of a mare called Joy Toy by Fastnet Rock, and he owns it, of course. He races it, trained by Gerald Ryan. Got beat 4.5 lengths in the Widden behind Teaspoon, first up. Only got beat about 5 lengths after getting a bit of a check at the 300 at Warwick Farm. Don't be surprised if this is a big improvement today. Another race where the betting's pretty wide in the quad. 9, 2, 3, and 7.
Righto, race 6, the class 2. We put out 6 Moss Trip, 8 Unattainable. Now, the favourite 4, Naughty Thoughts, 290. 1 Rhymes, 320. 3 It's So Obvious, 330. 2 Dinky Diadora, $10. 7 Humility, $12. 5 Pretty Smart, $14.
Naughty Thoughts, by So You Think.
Well named. I'll tell you a funny story, Gary. I raced a horse by the same name, Naughty Thoughts, back probably the late 80s, early
90s.
And you know why I called him that?
No.
I'll tell you what his breeding was, and you can only imagine the names my mates came up with. He was by Family Ties out of Deep Fantasy. You can just imagine what they said. Why don't we call him this? Said, you are kidding.
I thought you were going to say it was by
foreplay. No, I just said, well, put in Naughty Thoughts, I think, because that's what you've all had. And he had a big bull head and he won a couple. So he was
good.
Yeah, he got the money a couple of times for us.
Mate, I got It So Obvious on top. She's a speed mare of Greg McFarlane's. First up here on the Beaumont track, she cantered in to win by over 3 lengths. She didn't beat a lot, but she annihilated that field. Then she went to Warwick Farm. She ran 3rd, beaten 2 lengths behind Hunter Jack on a Saturday meeting. And then she failed the other day at Rosehill. Had a good look at the race last night. She was fast out, sat outside the leader, but she was very keen. She was a length off the lead, around about the 450. But that was a 1,500. And even though she ran 3rd in the 1,500 at Rosehill, second up, she tired badly the other day. Now, she comes back to 1,300 today. She's got a ton of speed. She's had 2 runs on the Beaumont for a win and a second. I think she'll be very hard to run down. Naughty Thoughts, trial really good. Another good ride for Bowman. Another one of Wallace. I thought a trial really good the other day at Rosehill. Glenn Schofield rode it behind. I know Gretna won the trial by a mile, but I thought this horse hard-held trial nicely and good runs up here. Twice. She won on the Bowman track and she ran second one day on the big track last time in. She carries the Capitas family colours of the purple white hoops, black seams, and one of the families in the ownership, and Debbie is too, Wobbett Bloodstock. I expect she'll run good from the good barrier. Rhymes, got a bit of weight. Brenton Abdullah to ride, 59.5, but had no luck the other day at Warwick Farm. Got beat about 5 lengths. Brenton lost the offside rein in the straight. Not that I think that was going to make any difference to the result, but she was slow out, settled down at the rear. She laid out on the turn in of the straight. Plenty of excuses that day. She won well at Wyong, under 60 kilos before that, so she's got a chance in this race. And number 7, best of the others, which is Humility, who went good the other day at Gosford. 3, 4, 1, and 7.
Righto, the 7th, Class 1 Maiden combined, 2,200, now 6 front view out. 8 Vindex is 330, 3 Jagger 340, 1 Crimson Halo 350, 5 Dashing Special 550, 2 RS Duke 13, number 9 Power from Within 15, 4 Unique Dream 34, and 7 Included 34.
Good name, Jagger, too. It's by Road to Rock, named after the great Mick. Mate, these two horses, the two favourites, clashed here on the Beaumont track at the end of July, Vindex and Jagger. Jagger won the race, and I'm tipping him again. If Index's run was very good, and I can see why he's been backed into favouritism after going up, he went up $4. Now I think you said he's $3.30. But Jagger's a tough stayer. He's a former Kiwi with Johnny Steinmetz, and he was terrific run two starts back here when he got beat half a length over 1850, and he beat Vindex two lengths that day. Then at the Beaumont track here last start, they met again, and he beat Vindex about a length and a quarter. It run third in the race. Bluesborough run second. He can hit the line, this fella. Mitchell Bell's got the key to him too. This is easily his best preparation. I think he can win again. However, Vindex has got a huge chance. It run third, as I said, got beat. He's only beaten the other day it was less than half a length, and he ran on really strong, and it's an extra 200, is it, today? Yep, an extra 200. So he's going to take a ton of beating. There's not much between them, 3 and 8. Crimson Halo, one win out of 18, and that's his go. He don't win too often, but he's very, very honest. He always, you know, gets up there as if he's going to win. And number 5, Dashing Special. 3, 8, 1, and 5.
Right on.
For the Blue Blood.
Yep.
He's my best in race 2. Number 7 is the best. You have got to take about 220, but that'll do me today. Merivee is the best bet. Mate, there might be a great lot of runners, but it's a quality program and a number of interesting horses. And, of course, we've got the Bowmans and the Shins and the Abdullahs and the Clark and the Pars and all of them.
No, it'd be a good day's race and look forward to it. Too right. Could be a bit of value there towards the end.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, Quadrellas, I've nearly put them all in.
Mm.
You know, 4 of them just about in every one. 2 fours and a 3 I've come up with. So I reckon they're very open races, the last 4.
All right. Rail True, good 4. A little bit of cloud around, but that's all right. A great day.
Yeah, it's not going to run.
We'll look forward to hearing the late mail from you, Gary, through the day.
Yeah, matey, no problem, and I'll be back at 10 o'clock with you on Thursday from Gossett.
Good on you, Gary. Talk to you later.
See you, matey.
Gary Hardy there at Newcastle.